Good morning. On behalf of Kadomba Center, I would like to welcome you all to His Holiness the Lama's birthday celebration. And we are going to say long life prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama, and please pray for his long, 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 happy, happy life. Okay? And on behalf of Kadomba Center, I would like to special welcome my Tibet friends from South Carolina. Yeah. And want to say thank you for coming here to celebrate His Holiness Dalai Lama, His Holiness great 40 Dalai Lama's 84th birthday celebration. Thank you. Okay. Now, Lamula, anybody have this Kobe? Oh. Okay.
You're in China, Tibet.
Tibet, yeah. Peja Guo.
得到了面下界，穿了雪道，你那给别说。孙大人，那月大嫂，关键状元给接，我老三天天将做，就是说没见没见。谢谢杨大多见，你不得高我将做要面到底。 让家家我跟前这边过，你到淘宝孙月了，这里跟别人不念不接，也不接接。爹爹总得告诉侬去过，理解我所见到到处，他的兄弟跟他让他越跟前事情怎么解决。 想到别面小老的姐姐，打算女个最少当。大学这边前边让你各做先求讲座的，没学习就教育小老当，顶着老王没别的。特别的多些，没别的够得了娘着。 熊，人家不多见我了，忘记落着不少一些的罪，点子让众人在别家，碰巧上那边没送我，对我们二个人边走到那边走那个边走。 我跟着什么店长那下山，打着什么的十里八路扫我西的红。我们两个人边走到那边走那个面子些，我跟着什么店长那下山那打着什么的十里八路扫我西的红。我们两个人边走到那边走那个。 名字写的我跟着什么店长那下山，到了上面这写的帮着扫我是的，哦，多年年纪虽短诀别，姐姐三姐逛街点点给上那边摸点子讲，扫完的扫街的弄着修。
I'm going to read just a brief biography of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Most of you will be familiar with, but there's some things that have been added to the website in recent years that are new to me. So, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, describes himself as a simple Buddhist monk. He is a spiritual leader of Tibet. He was born July 6, 1935, in Amdo, northeast Tibet. He was recognized at the age of two as the reincarnation of the previous 13th Dalai Lama, Thubten Gyatso. The Dalai Lamas are believed to be manifestations of Avalokiteshvara, or Chenrezig, the Bodhisattva of compassion and the patron saint of Tibet. Bodhisattvas are recognized beings inspired by a wish to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings who have vowed to be reborn in the world to help humanity. His Holiness began his monastic education at the age of six. The curriculum was derived from the Nalanda tradition in India, and the major subjects included logic, fine arts, Sanskrit grammar, and medicine, but the greatest emphasis was given to Buddhist philosophy. At 23, His Holiness sat for his final examination in Lhasa's Jokhang Temple during the annual Great Prayer Festival, the Monlan Chenmo, in 1959. He passed with honors and was awarded the Geshe Larampa degree, equivalent to the highest doctorate in Buddhist philosophy. He also, in terms of his leadership responsibilities, At the age of 15, His Holiness was called upon to assume full political power after China's invasion of Tibet in 1950. He went to Beijing in 1954 and met with Mao Zedong and other Chinese leaders to discuss Tibet's freedom. China continued to occupy Tibet, and following the brutal suppression of the Tibetan National Uprising in 1959, which was at the same time he was getting his Lhapa degree, His Holiness was forced to escape into exile. Since then, he has lived in Dharamsala in northern India. The one item he brought with him was a text of the Lam Rim. In exile, His Holiness has continued to work for Tibet's liberation. In 1963, His Holiness presented a draft democratic constitution for Tibet, followed by a number of reforms to democratize the Tibetan administration. The new democratic charter enshrines freedom of speech, belief, assembly, and movement. In 1987, an address to members of the United States Congress, His Holiness proposed a 5-point peace plan for Tibet as a first step towards a peaceful solution. The 5 points of the plan were transforming Tibet into a zone of peace, abandoning China's population transfer policy that threatens the very existence of the Tibetans as a people, respect for the Tibetan people's fundamental human rights and democratic freedoms, restoring and protecting Tibet's natural environment, and abandoning China's use of Tibet to produce nuclear weapons and dump nuclear waste, and beginning earnest negotiations on the future status of Tibet and of relations between the Tibetan and Chinese peoples. His Holiness has frequently proposed talks between the Chinese and Tibetans leading to a self-governing, democratic political entity for all three provinces of Tibet in association with the People's Republic of China. His Holiness has been recognized for his work as a world spiritual leader. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 for his nonviolent struggle for the liberation of Tibet. He has consistently advocated policies of nonviolence, even in the face of extreme aggression. He also became the first Nobel laureate to be recognized for his concern for global environmental problems. He has traveled to more than 67 countries and received more than 150 awards, honorary doctorates, and recognition of his message of peace, nonviolence, interreligious understanding, and universal responsibility and compassion. He has also authored and co-authored more than 110 books. His Holiness has held discussions with heads of different religions and participated in many events in promoting interreligious harmony and understanding. Also, since the mid-1980s, His Holiness has engaged in a dialogue with modern scientists, mainly in the fields of psychology, neurobiology, quantum physics, and cosmology. This has led to a historic collaboration between Buddhist monks and the world-renowned scientists in trying to help individuals achieve peace of mind. It has also resulted in the addition of modern science to the traditional curriculum of Tibetan monasteries. In 2011, His Holiness announced he was ending the 368-year-old custom by which the Dalai Lamas had wielded both spiritual and political authority in Tibet. He assumed the status of the first four Dalai Lamas, concerning himself only with spiritual affairs. He confirmed that the democratically elected leadership would assume complete formal responsibility for Tibetan political affairs. As far back as 1969, His Holiness made clear that it was up to the Tibetan, Mongolian, and Himalayan people to decide whether reincarnation of the Dalai Lama should be recognized in 2011. In 2011, he created clear guidelines for the recognition of the next Dalai Lama, leaving no room for doubt or deception. His Holiness has declared that when he is about 90 years old, he will consult leading lamas of Tibet's Buddhist traditions, the Tibetan public, and other concerned people with an interest in Tibetan Buddhism, and assess whether the institution of the Dalai Lama should continue after him. He has also laid out the different ways to recognize a successor. If it is decided that a 15th Dalai Lama should be recognized, the officers of the Dalai Lama's Gaden Fodrong Trust would lead the process. They would consult the heads of the Tibetan Buddhist traditions and the reliable oath-bound Dharma protectors who are linked inseparably to the lineage of the Dalai Lamas for advice and instructions. His Holiness has stated they would leave clear written instructions about this, so that only a reincarnation recognized through legitimate methods will be accepted.
And now Lori Robbins will come and read His Holiness's three commitments.
Good morning. These are the three commitments of the Dalai Lama. I always state that I have these three commitments in life. Firstly, on the level of a human being, my first commitment is the promotion of human values such as compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, contentment, and self-discipline. All human beings are the same. We all want happiness and do not want suffering. Even people who do not believe in religion recognize the importance of these human values in making their lives happier. I remain committed to talk about the importance of these human values and share them with everyone I meet. Secondly, on the level of a religious practitioner, my second commitment is the promotion of religious harmony and understanding amongst different religious traditions. Despite philosophical differences, all major world religions have the same potential to create better human beings. It is therefore important for all religious traditions to respect one another and recognize the value of each other's respective traditions. Thirdly, I am a Tibetan and carry the name of the Dalai Lama. Tibetans place their trust in me. Therefore, my third commitment is to the Tibetan issue. I have a responsibility to act the free spokesperson of the Tibetans in their struggle for justice. As far as this third commitment, it will cease to exist once a mutually beneficial solution is reached between the Tibetans and Chinese. However, my first two commitments I will carry on till my last breath. The Dalai Lama.
Good morning. Now I'm going to read a statement from the Kashag, which is the Tibetan central government. We are gathered here today to celebrate the 84th birthday of His Holiness, the great 14th Dalai Lama, the manifestation of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, the spiritual leader of Tibet, and the beloved global icon of peace and compassion. On this auspicious and joyous occasion, with deepest gratitude and reverence in our hearts, I, on behalf of the Kashag and the Tibetan people inside and outside Tibet, join millions of admirers around the globe in wishing His Holiness a healthy and long life. His Holiness was born on July 6, 1935, to a peasant family in Taktser in the Amdo region of Tibet, as Lamo Dundup. At the very tender age of two, Lamo Dundup was recognized as the reincarnation of the great 13th Dalai Lama and was officially enthroned at the age of five. At the age of 24, His Holiness received the Geshe Larampa degree, the highest doctorate in Buddhist philosophy. In 1950, His Holiness, at the age of 16, upon the solemn appeal by the cabinet, shouldered the responsibility of the temporal leadership of Tibet. This came at a time when the tragic news of PLA's illegal invasion of the eastern Tibet poured into Lhasa. While seeking assistance from the United Nations, Western countries, and other neighboring nations, His Holiness sought to strive for a harmonious concord between the Tibetans and Chinese. During his visit to Beijing in 1954-55, His Holiness met with Chairman Mao Zedong and other Chinese leaders. However, China failed to keep up with tenets of the 17-point agreement, which the Tibetan delegates signed under duress. The brutal repression of the Tibetan people continued to upsurge with China violating all the major provisions of the agreement. In 1959, at the age of 24, His Holiness was compelled to go into exile in India. Today, 60 years into exile, Tibetan cultural identity has been revived and preserved, a full-fledged democratic government in exile has been established, and the spirit of Tibetans inside and outside Tibet remains strong and united. Tibet cause found its voice and support throughout the globe in the middle way approach in resolving the Tibet issue through dialogue continues to be widely supported by many countries. All these milestones were achieved only through His Holiness's tireless endeavors, surmounting all the hardships through His wise and able leadership. His Holiness has always spoken of this special, historic, and karmic relationship shared between the Dalai Lamas and the Tibetan people. We Tibetans are eternally grateful to the lineage of the Dalai Lamas and ever more so to His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama for being our ray of hope and our source of strength in our times of darkness. His Holiness always describes himself as a simple Buddhist monk and one of the 7 billion human beings. As a human being, one of the major principal commitments of His Holiness has been to advocate the cultivation of warm-heartedness, compassion, and secular ethics. His Holiness has also consistently advocated for an education system that not only focused on building a successful professional, but also a good human being. Based on His Holiness's vision and advice, today in India and 37 countries, changes are being initiated and brought in the curriculums, emphasizing on educating the heart. In order to secure a more peaceful world in the 21st century, His Holiness trusted that the younger generation, who will be the leaders of tomorrow, be trained in such an educated system. His Holiness has often shared about his own realization of how knowledge from the Nalanda tradition had helped in the preservation of his peace of mind during difficult periods. As a benefactor, His Holiness was convinced of the practicality and effectiveness of Nalanda knowledge in today's world. His Holiness has often referred to the Nalanda tradition as a science of mind and remained steadfast in his commitment to revive and promote the ancient Nalanda tradition of India. His Holiness has often iterated that the 21st century should be the century of peace. One of the messages that His Holiness has ardently called for and committed to is religious harmony. Counseling on how every religion has the potential to guide people on the path of true happiness, His Holiness has met with many world religious leaders and interacted through interfaith dialogues. Last month, His Holiness presided over the first ever national level conference on celebrating diversity in the Muslim world, bringing Shia and Sunni leaders under one umbrella. His Holiness's lifelong commitments and initiatives have been widely acknowledged and recognized through conferment of more than 150 awards, including the prestigious Nobel Peace Prize in 1989. This year, during the Tenshug Long Life Prayer offered to His Holiness by the Central Tibetan Administration, His Holiness reaffirmed that he would live beyond 110 years. It is important to remember that this year is also the obstacle year of His Holiness, and therefore it is of prime importance that we all indulge in meritorious deed and enrich our collective karma for the pacification of obstacles, if there is any. It would be good if each individual can recite a mala of the mantra of Avalokiteshvara and pray for His Holiness's long life in our daily prayers. That's Om Mani Padme Hum. In addition, we should always remember and follow the counsels of His Holiness. Taking this opportunity, I would like to offer our serious gratitude to His Holiness and thank each and every individual, organization, and government who have contributed in the fruition of His Holiness's initiatives and supported the just cause of Tibet. May His Holiness, the great 14th Dalai Lama, the embodiment of three jewels, live for eons and eons for the benefit of all sentient beings. May his aspirations be fulfilled. May he soon return to Lhasa and to his people. Okay, so cake is going to be served as general, and Geshe Sangpo is going to lead us in the name mantra for His Holiness, which is, I passed out on the pink slips. It's also in the bulletin for this week. And during this time, we can also offer katas to His Holiness.
Okay. Can you give kata for them? Somebody doesn't have kata.
Yes.
And we have
cottages
if you don't have one with
you.
The pink color. Okay, yeah, this one.
Omo angara benza dara benza menze shere wagenda samadin zana shasana dara sam shere banza sawasi de ho ho. Omo angara benza dara benza raga menze shere Wagenda samadin zana shasana dara samanda shereba sawasidi ho ho omo angaram benza dara raga menze shere wagenda samadin zana shasana dara samanda shereba sawasidi ho ho
Omo angaram benza daram benza rak. Menzo shere wakenda samadin zana shas. Saminda shere banza sawasidi hoho. Omo angaram benza daram benza raka. Menzo shere waken samadin zana shasana darasam. Shere banza sawasidi hoho. Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Benza Shir Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Samanda Shri Ban Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Wakinda Benza Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Samanda Shri Ban Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Menzara Menze Shri Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasana Darasa Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benzaraka Menza Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasana Darasa Manda Shri Banza Sawasi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shir Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Sam Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shir Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Samanda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shri Wakinda Samad Zana Shasana Dara Sam Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shri Wakinda Samad Zana Shasana Dara Samanda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shri Wakin Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Sam Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shri Wakin Da Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Saminda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Badaraka Menze Shri Waki Samadin Zana Shasana Darasa Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Badaraka Menze Shri Waki Samadin Zana Shasana Darasa Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Bedaraka Menze Shri Waki Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Saminda Shri Ban Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Bedaraka Menze Shri Waki Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Sam Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Bedaraka Menze Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasa Dara Saminda Shri Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Menze Shri Wakinda Samadana Shasana Dara Samanda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Badara Menze Shri Wakinda Samadin Zana Shas Dara Saminda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Bedaraka Menze Shri Wakin Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Saminda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Om Angaram Benza Dara Benza Raka Menze Shri Waki Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Saminda Shri Banza Sawasidi Ho Oma angaram benza dara benza raka menza shere wakinda samadin zanasha dara saminda shere banza sawasi de hon Oma angaram benza dara benza raka menza shere wakinda samadin zanasha sana dara saminda shere banza sawasi de hon Oma angaram benza dara bidaraka menze shiriya wakinda sam zana shasana dara saminda shiri banza sawasi di hon Oma angaram benza dara bidaraka menze shiriya wakinda sam zana shasana dara saminda shiri banza sawasi di hon Oma angaram benza dara bidaraka menze shiriya wakinda Samadin zana shasana darasam shiri banza sawasi di hon oma angaram benza bidaraka minze shiri wakinda samadin zana shas darasaminda shiri banza sawasi di hon oma angaram benza dara biza minze shiri wakinda samadin zana shasana darasam Shri Banza Sawasi De Hon Hon Oma Angaram Benza Benza Raka Menze Shri Wakinda Samadin Zanasha Dara Samanda Sawasi De Hon Hon Oma Angaram Benza Dara Bida Raka Menze Shri Samadin Zanasha Sana Dara San Shri Banza Sawasi De Hon Hon Oma Angaram Benza Dara Bidar Menzu Shri Wakinda Samadin Zanasha Dara Samanda Shri Banza Sawasi Hon Hon Oma Angaram Benza Dara Bidar Menzu Shri Wakinda Samadin Zanasha Sana Dara San Shri Banza Sawasi De Hon Hon Oma Angaram Benza Dara Bidar Minzu Shri Wakinda Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Samanda Shri Banza Sawasi Hon Hon Oma Angaram Benza Dara Bidaraka Minzu Shri Samadin Zana Shasana Dara Sawasi De Hon Dong
While you're all enjoying your cake, I want to make some special announcements. In consistency with His Holiness's first two commitments, we want to honor Him with some wonderful accomplishments and things to come. For His first commitment of promoting compassion for all human beings around the world, all sentient beings, I want to let you know that your generosity has resulted in 504 pounds of food collected. That translates into 420 meals. So thank you so much. And we dedicate this wonderful merit to the long life and happiness of His Holiness. Next, I want to let you know that we are still collecting used prescription eyeglasses through August 15th. Again, this is in compassion and love for people who do not have the fortune to have good sight and the means to correct it. So we're collecting used eyeglasses till August 15th, and those will go to benefit people who need eye care. And then there's the Interfaith Care of Creation Group, which is dedicated to helping the environment for all sentient beings. It's going to have a composting workshop this Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Pullen Baptist Church. There's a flyer about it by the back door. Now, consistent with His Holiness's second commitment for respect for all faiths, on the first Sunday of August, which is August 4th at 3 o'clock, there's going to be an interfaith prayer service, and it's going to be at the Raleigh Islamic Center. So all are invited. Thank you so much.
And I have a couple of other very quick announcements. We are not finished celebrating His Holiness's birthday. Next Saturday, we will have the third annual blood drive that we do in honor of His Holiness. So this is an opportunity to give something that gives life to others. You can sign up for that. There's a link from our website. If you look at the entry for next Saturday, there's a link in there to sign up with the Red Cross for the blood drive. Also, in 2 weeks, on July 21st, Geshe Gelug will return. So we will all be celebrating Geshe Gelug also. Thank you. Also, we're just partying all summer long. On Saturday, August 3rd at 4 o'clock, we will gather to have a celebration for the 20th anniversary of Geshe Gelug coming to Kadampa Center, so don't miss that party.
Okay, I'd like to, if you please join us in the praises to the 21 Taras, page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book, and if you have a white binder, it's on the green sheets. Praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your tenets. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, sift heroic, guides like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord's fearless turbine lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at full, rising with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit. Relight on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Aniba Mama, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their tret and pay sound, disjoint false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with ritual mudra. Lightly masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, making garlands of Murpho laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments must shine. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon-deadening fire abiding. Righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, precious, peaceful, she who sealed his peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder. Supreme Knowledge Mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to the received letter of the shape of syllable, by the sample shakes the three rows, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of Devalek form, with my spoken Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poise. I miss you whom gods and their kings and the king arise to honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels etchings and conflicts. I miss she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With white Sarah and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. I miss full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dress us the spirits, yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. I'll flick back to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested junk or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, and now the page 246 and 247, the dedication from Master Shanti Devas, Bodhi Karyavatar. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with stored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers on page 244 and 245. So first for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until the samsara ends. And then the opposite side for Yumeken Rinpoche Jetsun Losan Dalek. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience to receive the name Avatar. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama ornament of a yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara. Now on the opposite page for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And 7 green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So.